This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
So, real quick, by the way, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Tim, Ed, and JJ here. I'm Tim, and you're listening to American Family Radio. So, the question was, what are the top two best-selling cookie brands in the United States? And who was the gentleman on last? Anyway, he guessed Nabisco and Keebler. My answers that I had that I researched for this question, it was extensive and exhaustive.
Yes.
The research.
You had to go and interview people in a hollow tree.
You don't know. I skipped lunch for 2 days on a hollow tree. I got that. So the answer that if you type that in that you get when you research this question is you get Oreo cookie is by far the top selling in America.
And it says brand.
And this Chips Ahoy is number two. Well, the thing about it is Oreo is both a cookie, an individual type cookie that we all know. The chocolate covered, the white cream inside, right?
Delightful.
Right. But you got different kinds of Oreos.
Yes.
You got mints, you got raspberry, you got, I don't know, 1,000 different types of Oreo type cookie, huh?
Could be.
So anyway, that's where the confusion, I think, came.
Yes. And Oreo's owned by Nabisco.
Right.
So if you look at a package of Oreo cookies, it'll say Nabisco.
That little triangle side, up in the corner. Side.
All right. So, but Oreos are the most popular cookie in America.
And that makes
sense. In all their different forms.
I'll tell you who completely understands that. Everyone living in Antarctica. Because they're a country and a continent.
Yes.
And when they try to explain that to people, that's not easy to.
No, when they visit, when people visit there.
Yeah. Yes.
They try to explain it. And they say, boy, it's cold here.
Well, that's because we're a country and a continent.
When does spring start?
Well, all right, Trivia Friday. Repeat our questions, then we go back to the phones, guys.
All right. First question, how many tax collectors are mentioned in the New Testament? That's my first question.
It is tax season.
It is tax season.
Yeah, so how many are in the New Testament?
Yes.
Right in?
That's right.
Yeah.
Second question, what is the splitting of atomic nuclei called? This is a science question. And then a question from nature.
You got to have a buddy burner.
You got to have a Bunsen
burner. Split one of those things?
A Bunsen burner?
A Bunsen burner. We called them buddy burners.
Buddy, did you?
Yeah. Burn your buddy's house down if you didn't cook right.
Hey, look down at that. Look down in that.
That's the way you start learning how to split atoms.
Yes.
And what'd you say? I'm sorry. Split what?
Splitting atomic nuclei.
Yeah, that.
And third question, what bird cannot move its eyeballs? Mm. What type of bird cannot move their eyeballs?
So sad.
And it is a sad.
I saw him on the Visine commercial. Yes. It's just really, really sad. And for them to
bring a tear to your eye.
I'll saw what you there.
Boom.
Yeah, it's not good to exploit that bird on that.
It was very brave of them to come out and admit this.
Yes.
Well,
to the rest
also,
of the bird world.
But it is kind of weird that they're always looking at you.
Yes.
Whichever side of the
like
room
that
you go to, that
on
that
a Scooby Doo in the castle.
Yes.
That bird's always looking at you.
Always
He's
looking.
Never blinking.
And you say, what are you looking at?
Here's what I've got. First question, how many planets in our solar system have moons? Mm-hmm. How many planets in our solar system have moons? Second question, true or false, President John Quincy Adams used to swim daily in the Potomac River in his birthday suit. Is that true or false?
That's long before the National Enquirer. long. Huh? Am I right?
But to fit right in with the National Geographic.
Yes.
Duly not.
Oh, man.
Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
I'm not going to forget that one, JJ. That's, anyway. My question is, I just got one question left here.
We're not surprised.
Because I'm not going to burn my questions on 20 minutes of learning. Here's my question. What are the top two most popular horse breeds in the United States? One is far and away the leading horse breed, and then there's another one that's
Coming in a close second.
That's not close.
Around the final curve.
Yeah, I got
you. Can you give a hint and say, let people know it's not the horse outside the supermarket that you had to put a quarter
no.
in? Just to give them a hint. Yeah. And
it's not the one out of the barn.
Yeah, the horse the one out of the barn.
Get
out
the proverbial barn. Horse.
Yeah, right.
You know, you
proverbial.
The proverbial. It's not a proverbial horse. There's no such thing in the real world.
And
right.
Speaking of proverbs, everybody knows you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them put on their bathing suit.
Proverbs 41, verse 7. All right, so there you go.
You can lead a horse to water, but a pencil must be led.
Yeah.
That's from way back.
Yeah.
Don't be a horse's behind. We've all heard that one too, hadn't we?
What is it?
Huh?
No, I haven't never
heard that. Don't be a horse's behind?
Oh, yes, I have.
Heard that one, hadn't you?
I heard that. I heard that from my dad plenty.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone.
All right.
Before we get in trouble.
Yes, Texas. That's where we're going. We're going to Texas. And I have a feeling David knows the answer to this question, to your question, Tim. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Texas. That's where we're going. We're going to Texas.
Hey, David, you might want to turn your radio down so you don't have the delay. David, you there?
Might want to turn your radio down so you don't.
All right. David, can you hear us?
Hey, he's going to get that 7 seconds from now.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, I cannot hear you.
You need to get away from your radio, David, because that's causing
feedback. I'm thankful that you're there.
He literally just said he couldn't
feedback.
Hear it.
He'll hear it in a little bit.
You guys are still talking.
Yeah, he'll hear it in just a second because he's listening to the radio and not the phone.
He may have his phone on mute.
He'll hear it in a little bit.
Okay. Folks, you know, maybe from now on we ought to just tell folks.
We do. We need they tell them.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how people are.
Huh? All right, David, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I hate doing that. We'll probably
lose. He was going to know the answer.
Yeah.
Radio purgatory. Go put him on hold out there. He never knows when he's going to make it in.
No, that's right.
How are we going to handle that one? Do we need to tell him we'll call him back?
He's gone. We've lost it. We've lost it.
You mean
David.
Like Hall & Oates? He's gone.
David, I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know what to say. So we're going to move on to Mississippi, and Haywood is on the line. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors, and praise God for another successful trivia.
Charathon?
Yes, hey, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
$4,147,288, and we just couldn't be more pleased.
Amen.
Thankful to the
amen.
Lord
and our supporters.
Our yes.
Yeah. All right, Haywood, again, welcome to Trivia Friday. Where do you live in Mississippi?
Kosciuszko.
Kosciuszko. All right. So you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
I'll do both today.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I'll try the New Testament about the tax collector.
All right, here's the question, Haywood. How many tax collectors are mentioned in the New Testament?
I'll go with two.
Uh-huh. That is not correct. Tell me what you were thinking. I mean, you're obviously very close.
Make him defend himself here?
Tell me what you're thinking, man. What were you thinking? No, I don't mean it like that. What were you thinking? What did you have in mind in terms of those two?
Haywood, turn to the jury and tell the jury what. State your case.
Yeah.
I was thinking Matthew and Zacchaeus.
Well, those are both correct, and I'm going to go ahead and give the answer, the publican, the tax collector in the parable in Luke 18 is the third. But in terms of those that have a name, you are correct. The apostle Matthew and then Zacchaeus, those are both tax collectors who are named.
And you're talking about the ones that I'm glad I'm not like that person.
Tax
collector,
yes.
And the fellow who was humble.
And the Pharisee.
Both praying.
Yeah, that's correct. That is well done, Matthew and Zacchaeus.
Nicely done, Haywood. What's your question for us?
Okay. A little bit of ocean animal question here. Crabs, is it true or false? Crabs have no teeth in their mouth. Is that true or false?
Crabs have no teeth in their mouth.
You know, the way you said it, I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say it's true.
They got because claws.
They tear it apart, I think, with their claws.
And gum
and
it.
They stuff it.
Gum it.
They just
death.
Swallow it.
And
I've seen people do that.
I have, too. I've seen people do that at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
And stuff themselves.
Yes.
Yeah, it's...
All right, what's the answer, Haywood?
They have teeth in their stomach.
Now, that's creepy.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
they do tear it apart, but when it goes into the stomach, they have teeth that finishes the job.
Wow.
Boy.
Teeth in your stomach.
You know, when it says we're fearfully and wonderfully made, that's people in creation.
Yes.
All these animals the Lord
made. I saw some little video at lunch the other day, and it was about animals that disguise themselves as they're like running from prey. And it was like an octopus takes on the color and texture of the sand it's laying on, and it was just fascinating. And I thought, they don't learn to do that.
No.
They're programmed by God
right.
to do it. So,
yeah,
so the crab, have you ever been eating a crab and
got bit?
Yeah.
That's one reason you don't eat the stomach of a crab.
Huh. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. That gets very crunchy. There. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you could hurt yourself, actually.
Hey, yes. Hey,
start eating the stomach of a crab.
I was.
You don't know what's happening? I'm sorry, JJ.
No, I was flew into Kosciuszko International. And I just remember pine trees, pine trees, pine trees, and oh, there's the runway, and drop down into Kosciuszko. You got a lot of timber around where you live.
Hey, thank you,
Haywood.
Thank you, Haywood. God bless you. Have a great weekend. All right, let's go to Arkansas, and Christina is on the line. Christina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, esteemed professors.
Ah,
thank you,
professors.
Christine.
This is a good way to start off
Absolutely.
The conversation.
Absolutely, Christine, I should say, right. Where are you calling from in Arkansas?
I am in Alexander, Arkansas.
Are you preparing the evening meal? What's that noise in the background?
No, I'm delivering mail. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
That's the metal door opening and closing out there on the rural route.
No, she's not in there. She's not. If she's driving down the road, that's pretty
fast.
Amazing right there.
That's
we need more people like
2.0.
her. Hey, report yourself to Elon Musk.
Ask, right answer, or do both.
I'd like to answer, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The horse question.
There you go.
Oh, here
Tim.
We go. Your last question.
All right, Christina,
Tim.
Here is the question. It's been around for an hour and 20 minutes, so Christina's going to answer it for us. The question is this. What are the top two most popular horse breeds in the United States? Christina, what's the answer?
Thoroughbred and quarter horse.
You got it.
What was the first one?
Thoroughbred and quarter horse.
Oh, okay.
Thoroughbred.
Thoroughbred is a...
Hold on.
Okay.
The American quarter horse.
Oh, okay.
Is the proper name. Now, let me ask you this. Do you know which one is first, Christina?
I believe the quarter horse.
Yes. Now, this is these statistics are like a few years old, but what I have here before me, the most popular horse breed in the U.S. is, as Christina says, is the American quarter horse. 42% of all horses in our country are these.
Okay.
And then way down the list, but second is the thoroughbred. And that's like representing like 7%.
I'm going to show you how ignorant I am of horses. I didn't know that thoroughbred was a breed. I thought thoroughbred meant
like Chips Ahoy.
No,
like they go to the like you were thinking they go to the races.
You think it is horse. Like a generic expression.
How about if I just say what I was thinking? So you guys tell me.
I want to apologize, Dad, for interrupting you right there.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. You were both doing it.
I feel bad.
No,
I feel like I got teeth in my stomach or something. I don't know what's happening today.
You might want to take some meds for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I will.
No, I was thinking like AKC when you have dogs that are purebred.
Yes.
I thought thoroughbred was like a purebred horse, not a mutt, I guess is what I'm saying in terms of horses.
But it's an actual breed.
It's an actual breed. See, I learned something.
Christina, what kind of horses do you have or have you enjoyed over the years?
My favorite is an Arabian.
Okay. Arabians are some of the most popular horses in the world. Like top three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disappointed.
But in the U.S., they're on down there. They must be very expensive or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, they're supposed to be some Arabian, of the best in the world.
But do you know, Christina, what kind of horses are in these races, like the Kentucky Derby, for example? You already named them.
Some thoroughbreds.
Thoroughbreds. I'm sorry.
No, thoroughbreds. Yeah,
I was going off my own knowledge. I know thoroughbreds, but they don't raise quarter horses in the Kentucky Derby, do they?
No, that's more like rodeo, isn't it?
Rodeo stuff.
And trail riding.
Trail riding. I'm
learning all kinds of stuff,
seriously. And cattle, like cutting, you know.
Cowboys would ride quarter horses, am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But
thoroughbreds. Thoroughbreds from JJ's home state, those thoroughbreds, I've been to Lexington, Kentucky, and if you can drive through Lexington, and they're well known for their raising of thoroughbreds. And these, we're talking people from around the world, and these people are loaded. They got a lot of money, but they invest in these what do you call them? Thoroughbreds.
Racing.
Now, the Methodist theology place there, I just drew a blank, outside of Lexington.
Asbury.
You drive from, like, Asbury towards Lexington, and you look on the hill, up on the hill, and you see paddocks, and the barn is bigger than any mansion that you have in your hometown. Mansion after mansion after mansion, and they're for horses.
Yeah.
And they're air-conditioned, and they're heated.
Well, you got that much money invested in them, you got tens of thousands of dollars, so you're definitely want to keep them alive.
Yep.
You know,
I flew into the airport of Louisville, Kentucky once, not too far away from the Kentucky Derby, and I was there and looking out the glass and saw one of the biggest, like a 747, but it didn't have any markings like Delta or anything, one of the biggest I've ever seen. I went, wow, what's going on? And people were at the glass looking, they said, that's the Crown Prince so-and-so from Arabia, and he brought his quarter horse here in that
plane. Thoroughbred,
you mean? Thoroughbred. Yeah, in the plane. Yeah, and well, that's how they bring them when they come.
I guess that makes sense.
Across the pond, yeah. But they were bringing them for the race, and you know, I just think, man, there was so much money in things like the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Well, maybe better than the stock market.
But those
right
paddocks,
now.
If you ever get a chance to see how pretty those farms are around Asbury. Heading towards Lexington, it's just beautiful. Something I don't think you'll see anywhere else in the world.
I've learned a lot the last 10 minutes. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, you're Christina, welcome. do you guys have horses?
I don't have horses, but growing up, I used to read Walter Parley, and Black Stallion was my favorite movie and books, the series, and I've loved horses all my life.
Always loved horses. Good for you. All right, thank you for listening to AFR. Question for us?
No, that was it.
Okay.
Hey, and when I was looking up this question, there was something called, I just want to know if you guys have heard of this. I've heard a lot of these breeds. American Paint Horse?
Yeah, yes.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of that.
Yes.
In Westerns and stuff.
Okay, well, that's like right behind a thoroughbred. I mean, it's
like Pintos. And
yeah,
horses
top three American Paint Horse.
Now that I've heard of those in Westerns.
Okay,
I need to buy an old paint.
Hey, you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and fourth is with no name.
Right.
I just thought that's weird. You know, that's kind of a song.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because sometimes people will ride in.
Number fourth is the horse with no name. Just crazy. And then Tennessee Walking Horses after that. So anyway. All right, there we go. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to Michigan. What do y'all say?
That's fine with me.
Ken is on the line. Ken, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hey, brother Ken. Thanks for calling from the great state of Michigan.
I live just a little bit north of Grand Rapids in Sparta.
Sparta.
Sparta, that's the name of the Michigan State team, right? The Spartans.
Right. I'm about 5 minutes away from the Dollar General.
That's a regular list.
You're not too far from,
we know right where you are now.
You're not too far from Fremont either, are you?
Right. You have a friend up there, right?
I do. Yep. Yep. He still owes, if I give you his ad, he still owes me like $7. I mean, I don't want to bug him about it too much, but if you can swing by the house there.
Yeah, you're closer, so Tim
and
won't
pick
have
it up
to.
For
just,
me.
Yeah, and then just send
it.
A money
he
order.
Won't have to, he won't have to dun him. You can just go by there.
Right, just go by there and pick it up.
Over the weekend, maybe.
Yeah, just visit his home because he owes me money.
Hey, Ken, ask answer, ask answer, or do both. Turn Ken into
like
a collector.
I'd like to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I will try, let's try the one with the three states.
The four states. How many U.S.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, no, look, you know, it's late in the program.
Three out of four. We'll
yeah, you gave me three out of four. How many U.S. states' names end with the letter N? And I'm looking for you, Ken, three out of the four.
I got, well, Michigan don't count, right? Because
yeah.
I'm from Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan. That's one.
And I got Oregon and Washington.
Yes, sir. What, which one? Yeah, which is the other one, guys?
I'd have to go through
up there,
them all.
Up there near where he is.
Wisconsin.
All right. Michigan, Oregon, Washington,
and Wisconsin.
Nicely done,
yeah,
Ken.
Way to go, Ken.
What's your question for us?
Okay, this is a question about who was the first person to host a radio quiz show?
Oh, wow, that's good,
first
good trivia.
First person to host a radio quiz show.
Steve Allen?
You know who I'm going to go out on a limb? Who is the one that said, you know what I mean, with the cigar and...
Oh, you mean Groucho Marx?
Groucho Marx. I'm going to say
yeah.
Groucho Marx.
I mean...
Just to throw out a guess.
Steve Allen might be... I don't really know.
He was a TV guy, but I don't know if he's...
So we got two guesses.
Who's the guy who would have the...
Groucho Marx and Steve Allen, Ken. I can't really think of anybody.
Well...
What about Benny? Jack Benny. Who was it?
His name is Roger Stark. He hosted the Quiz Kids show in the 1940s.
Was that Mr. and Miss Stark's boy? The same one?
That I couldn't tell you.
Well, and actually, a lot of people don't know, he went on to become Iron Man,
one of the
Avengers.
Yeah.
Stark. That's some interesting trivia. And of course, we're just having some fun with that.
Could have been Dick Clark.
Ken, thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys. What's the splitting up of atomic nuclei called? Nuclear
fission.
Vision.
What bird cannot move its eyeballs?
Owls.
Owls. That's all I've got.
How many planets in our solar system have moons?
I'm going to say six.
Six. Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. President John Quincy Adams used to swim daily in the Potomac River with no clothes on. True or false?
Well, I know it's true because you told me during one of the breaks, and he wasn't alone, was he?
For nearly 30 years, from age 50 to 79, he would wake up 5 a.m. and walk 2 miles and go swimming every single day. Tim?
I don't have anything. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday.